I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin is about to present his budget to the city council, and he's projecting a $50 million hole. And the mayor says a lack of clarity about the state budget is only making the city's job harder. Bronin says his budget is bare bones. This year, he cut millions, eliminated dozens of positions, and called for labor concessions, which he's mostly not yet gotten. And his problem is exacerbated by the fact that half of the city's property is tax exempt. But even if you figure in the $10 million that three of the city's largest employers have pledged annually for 5 years, Bronin says Hartford still has a structural budget problem that only the state can fix. The governor proposed an additional $35 million for Hartford. The mayor is hoping legislators send even more his way and quickly.
I hope that there's a state budget in place by the beginning of June. But what is going to be really, really difficult for us is if we begin the next fiscal year, we head into July 1 facing a $50 million shortfall and no state budget, it is going to present us with a problem that we simply can't solve at the local level.
Matt Ritter represents Hartford and is the Democratic majority leader in the State House. He says it's not yet time for alarm and that while the legislature moves slowly, it will eventually move and Hartford will likely get additional money. That said,
to the extent Hartford gets additional state aid, whatever that may look like and whatever that total may be, there will be requirements and strings attached to that so that these things do not come back up in, say, 5 or 10 years. Bonding caps, no question. There's going to probably be a bonding cap on the city. There may be a spending cap on the city.
By charter, the city's budget has to be approved by May 31st, likely well in advance of any state budget agreement. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.